Two new movies from Iran deal with the status of women, a subject that few Iranians have dared to touch. The directors say the movies, opening soon in the U.S., are not political, but they're slowly widening the boundaries of what is tolerated. David Darcy reports.
The Circle by Jafar Panahi is set in the noisy streets of Tehran. Young women have just been released from prison. We never learn what put them there. When they try to return to their homes and their children, they're turned away. Back on the streets without money, some try to leave town. Others turn to prostitution, a crime that could send them back to prison for years. Director Jafar Panahi says he isn't looking at any Iranian problem, but at people living within circles, his metaphor for limitations.
I believe strongly that people all over the world, whether are living in certain kind of limited situations. And so the best that each group of people, the best that they can do is to be living within circles with different kinds of diameter sizes and to be fighting struggles to attempt to extend the diameters of the circles. But in the end, we're all actually living within these very limited kinds of arenas.
The Circle is Panahi's third film about women in Iran. His two previous movies looked at young girls in everyday Tehran. The young women in The Circle, he says, are those same girls, older, now fleeing the police. One sign of their outlaw status is that they smoke all the time, which for women in Iran is taboo in public. The cigarette becomes a symbol of freedom and an everyday activity that for them is forbidden.
Instead of using a cigarette, I could have, thought of another kind of issue, and it could have been a really much more important issue in some ways, maybe something like executions or something that could really draw the audience to a certain position very quickly. However, this is a certain kind of abuse of the power that I have, and so focusing on these smaller particularities, things that could be very unimportant in life, in a way actually opens up the film to people's experiences in a better way.
If the women's crimes are a mystery, so are the motivations of their persecutors. The police are not particularly brutal or cruel. They're doing a job.
A certain kind of political cinema would have taken advantage of that, would have made the police more violent, made them scarier in a sense. And, that's what distinguishes my cinema from a purely political cinema. That's why I would rather call my cinema a social cinema, because it's not about taking a position and promoting that position. It's about giving expression to different kinds of positions.
The director's vagueness is no mystery. The film's lack of specificity enabled him to buy film stock, shoot for more than a month on city streets, and eventually show the film in Tehran. It wasn't always so easy for Panahi. The White Balloon, his first feature, was submitted by Iran for Academy Award consideration in 1995 and then withdrawn because officials found its story of a child in rough-and-tumble Tehran seditious. Now, says historian Hamid Dabashi, whose survey of Iranian cinema will be published this summer, Panahi and other directors are addressing tensions that are anything but vague.
There is the functional equivalent of the expression washing your dirty clothes in public. That there is that aspect that now we are doing in our society. Ordinarily, we don't talk about our problems in front of foreigners. But through Iranian cinema, Iranians are not talking about their problems in the full view of the world. As a result, there is an embarrassing element. Why should we talk about our problems? Why don't we talk about it behind our own closed doors? I think it's a fantastic development that we are forced through our creative artists to talk about our endemic and enduring problems in the public, for the record, for the whole world to recognize it.
Three generations of women are the subject of another new film, the trilogy The Day I Became a Woman. The title refers to a girl who can't understand why she's forced to wear the full-length shawl, or chador, the day she turns 9. Most of the film follows a group of women wearing the chador as they ride bicycles down an empty desert road, pursued by a man on horseback who tries to stop them. Finally, he catches one, but the rest, in a triumphant flourish that might have come from a Fellini film, go riding on. Hamid Dabashi.
That freedom, that hope, in a way, will have to come from a woman filmmaker, because she has much more at stake than simply, in the case of Panahi, giving a brilliant analytic, a brilliant critique of our predicament. Whereas in The Day I Became a Woman, it is, of course, that brilliant analytic is implicit in it.
The Day I Became a Woman was directed by Marcia Meshkini. Like most filmmakers in her generation, she avoids political discussions. She says her film reflects her freedom, not from anything in Iran, but from Hollywood.
Perhaps one reason is that sex and violence is eliminated in our cinema. We don't have that. Perhaps it is for that reason that humanity has assumed centerpiece in our cinema. And it is through that centerpiece that we have started to develop our national cinema.
Iranian directors have greater freedom than they did 5 years ago, thanks to recognition from film critics and audiences abroad. Visibility makes them harder to punish or even censor. But filmmakers in Iran still struggle to have their films seen. Cinemas rarely show topical movies, which means that directors like Panahi or even Meshkini are better known on the festival circuit than in most of Iran. The Day I Became a Woman is playing in one theater there.
They have not allowed for the poster of my film to be posted on the top of that movie theater. And the only thing that now is there is just a black piece of cloth on it written in red, The Day I Became a Woman.
Those inconveniences are not keeping Iranian filmmakers from subjects that used to be untouchable. The screenwriter and producer of The Day I Became a Woman, Mohsen Makhmalbaf, recently finished a film about Afghan refugees who are being expelled from Iran, another subject that officials don't want to see on screen. The outside world will see it at the Cannes International Film Festival this May. For NPR News, I'm David Darcy in New York.